if you will be my bee, be my bee, baby, be my bee, 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 be my bee. Because our juju jives. So let's hitch that ride. It doesn't hurt to try. Open your eyes. No, you didn't.
The Tea Sisters here in the Bamboo Room with us today. We have Erica, Rachel, and Chloe on vocals. We have Andy on mandolin and guitar. He was on guitar for that one. We have Marlon on drums and Steve on the upright bass. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
So what do you think of Paonia so far?
We love it. We only talk in unison. Yeah. So, it's been really, really fun. We got in yesterday and we got to check out the beer church and see some good live music there. And we've just been bopping around town today and
had some great farm to table breakfast this morning and
went to the turquoise store. Having a grand old time.
It's our kind of town.
Nice. Good. Well, you're fun to watch. I hope you get a good crowd tonight because you all have fabulous shoes too.
Thank
you. Can only see that if you go to the show tonight at the Paradise Cedar. And that is starting at 8 o'clock.
That's
at the Paradise
right.
Cedar mm-hmm. in Paonia. How did you all get started singing together?
We started singing when we were little, just for fun. Our dad's a musician and our mom's a dancer, so we grew up around a lot of music. And we started doing performing arts when we were pretty young. And that's kind of how we started performing, was through musical theater. And we began to sing together in earnest, in harmony, probably in high school and then more in college, and after college is when we started the band.
Were your parents all supportive and into it from the beginning?
They were, yeah. They at first our dad cautioned us that we should keep music as a hobby and do it, you know, for the love of it and not rely on it for income, and that's what we did for a little while, and then we said,
we got antsy.
Forget these jobs.
Right?
Let's hit the road. Yeah, but our parents definitely fully supported that decision at the time that we made it. So,
and still do. Yep.
Do you live in San Francisco now?
We live in Oakland.
Okay.
We live together in a warehouse with a couple other musicians, partners and musicians, and our little dog.
Uh-huh.
And we put on shows at our warehouse. We put on variety shows every month or so. And we bring a bunch of different performers in. So we have our little bohemian, you know, atmosphere at home that we like to hang out in and collaborate with other artists in. And then we're on the road quite a bit as well.
And so Oakland now, and has been for quite a while, is like a it's like a huge creative hub, I imagine, whether you're doing music or visual art or theater or whatever kind of art you're into. Can you talk about what it's like to live there and be immersed in all of that?
Yeah, it's great. It's been, you know, it's changed a lot in the last 10 years, some for better and some for worse or more complicated, but there's a really vibrant art scene that's very alive and well in Oakland. There's a great community of musicians of all kind. There's amazing Americana musicians as well as jazz musicians and a lot of indie rock musicians. So, and there's definitely some overlap, and people really go out of their way to check out different types of music. So the community is really diverse and fun.
I remember, I don't know, maybe it was 10 years ago, my sister was living there for a little while, and she, I don't know if it was just a part of Oakland she was in, but she felt like there was a lot of racial tension because it was starting to kind of get gentrified. And is that still happening, or is it kind of...
Definitely, yes. Racial tension where there's a lot of areas that are getting very gentrified, particularly as San Francisco gets more and more expensive. And more people who are in the tech industry are moving to the East Bay, and really raising rents are crazy, which is why we all live together still in a close proximity. But and because it's fun, but yeah, it's really changing the demographic, and there's a lot of people who are not happy about it, and
people
there's definitely
being displaced, and you know. Even the artists are having a hard time affording to live in the Bay Area, so it's complicated, but it's still a very vibrant scene, and a lot of people are gonna just stick it out. And
well, I feel like a lot of places that draw artists or where artists congregate for whatever reason start off as these poor neighborhoods, and the reason artists are there is because they need to live somewhere that's affordable.
Yeah.
And then the artists make it so hip and happening that they can't afford to live there anymore because all these people come there. Yeah, and then they get pushed into some other area that's like, you know.
It's a real trend. The developers come in after the artists come in. And I saw that when I was living in Baltimore too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
happening a lot in a lot of neighborhoods in Denver now. Denver's like the place everyone wants to live. And so they took, like, there was this area of Denver called Rhino that's basically just warehouses, no trees, no yards, nothing, just like buildings that people are turning into living spaces and some businesses. And now it's like the hip happening place, and everyone wants to live in Rhino. And I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to watch that happen.
So we should all move to Paonia, basically, is the answer.
While you can.
It's pretty idyllic here.
Yeah, it is. And it's a great place for artists, too.
Mm-hmm.
Draws a lot of different people from all over the world that want to come and make something. Do something creative.
Yeah,
so we're going to hear another song from the T Sisters in just a moment. Why do you guys not say your last name as you, why are you not called the Teagian Sisters?
Exactly.
There you go. Try to pronounce it or try to spell it, and we'd be hard to remember.
How is it pronounced?
Teagian.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That's Dutch.
Oh, all right.
That's German, Scandinavian.
So you must have different roles that you sort of have taken on since you're traveling and touring and doing this music thing together, like they do in any band. You know, you have someone who's the, you know, handling all the, they're the, like the business-minded one. You might have the real, you know, ham in the group, and then you have mm-hmm. the one who's really great at marketing or whatever. Who fills like these kinds of different roles? I'm just curious.
We definitely delineate our roles. Uh-huh. Rachel, who went to art school, is our artistic director.
Uh-huh.
She creates our posters and our postcards, and she runs our website. And Chloe and I share all the other logistical things. We kind of divide and conquer. I manage the website. Chloe manages all our lodging and our accounting.
I'm not a very good accountant, but...
Well, she didn't go to accounting school, but no. She does a pretty good job.
Steve drives the van.
Amazingly well all the time.
Nice.
Andy's our resident philosopher. Marlon's the ham.
He's the straight man.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I'm the selfie and the joker.
Yeah, Marlon makes the jokes and takes the group selfies.
Oh, good. It's good to have somebody filling that role, for sure.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that we do.
Did you design the art for, and I'm talking to Chloe.
Rachel.
Rachel. I'm talking to Rachel.
Rachel with blue hair.
We're twins, yeah.
Yeah. Did you design the art that was on Ready for Love?
Yes, I did.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I want a tattoo of that.
Cool. Oh,
yes. Yeah. And I don't even want tattoos, but like if I was going to have a tattoo, it would be of that cover. So at first, were you guys just going out and doing things a cappella? With playing your own instruments, basically?
We've had a number of iterations over the years. But when we started, we didn't play as much. You know, we didn't gig as much. But Rachel and I played guitar. And our dad was in our band for a little bit. He played guitar and piano. We had bass players. Yeah, he's great. He's a really wonderful musician. But we weren't ready to record, you know, based on what we were doing. We weren't ready to record. We wanted to get some really skilled players on the recordings to make it as strong as possible. And that was great. We had some nice friends from Nashville come out who were terrific. But since we've been touring a lot the last couple years, everyone's feeling good. We've got the band arrangements down. And, yeah, it's the new wave.
It's the T-Sister sound.
All right.
Yes.
And they'll be at the Paradise Cedar tonight, and you can still get tickets. Love to hear another song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do it.
Do you
want
to introduce the song, Chloe?
This is a brand new song that we're just excited about playing new material for our live audiences. Another reason to come out to see us tonight. This one's called Come to Me.
All right.
Come to me, yeah. And if I show
That's the Tea Sisters performing Would You Come to Me? Is that the name of the song?
Come to me. It's come not released me. Yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it could work.
That was great. Do you guys write most of your own stuff?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we write most of our material, and we throw in a few covers that are really fun and exciting to us, but our live performance is mostly original music, but you will hear some songs you know if you come tonight.
Did you guys have other sister groups that you liked when you were getting started or that you like now?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like who?
Well, the Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
Dixie Chicks. Definitely.
The Roaches.
Oh,
Roaches.
Yeah.
The Pointer Sisters.
Pointer Sisters, definitely.
And now there's a lot of great sister groups. There's
First Aid Kit.
First Aid Kit is great.
Shook Twins.
Chaim.
Chaim.
The Staves. Joseph. Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. We're constantly discovering more sister groups.
I bet you probably like run in the same circles or something.
Yeah,
like,
we do with some of them.
You guys go to a lot of festivals, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your favorite of late? I'm sure there's plenty.
We played a fun festival in Santa Barbara a couple weeks ago called Live Oak Festival, and it was our first time there. It was a really warm family vibe, a lot of great bands, and took place in this nice campground and kind of the Santa Barbara hills.
Uh-huh.
We're doing Colorado festivals.
And we have some Colorado festivals. We haven't done any festivals in Colorado yet, and we're...
Yes, we have.
We have? Oh, yeah. We did Palisade.
Oh, yeah.
Bluegrass Festival. That was a really fun festival. We did that a couple years ago, and we're really looking forward to Crested Butte Music Festival.
Tomorrow.
Wow. I guess everywhere has a music festival now.
Yeah, it's the thing to do. So Crested Butte tomorrow, we're playing a Rise Music Festival in August.
Oh, cool.
And Crest Fest and Keystone Bluegrass and Brews. So we're excited to come back to Colorado in about a month.
I just realized this, but like I love to go to festivals, and every time I'm at a festival, I think, gosh, I wish I just like lived my life at a festival. It just never ended, you know, because I like the weird world that's created.
Cool world. 5 days is pretty good, like
that's long enough for you.
We're usually only there for a day or two.
We love going to High Sierra too. We went the last couple of years, and that's happening this weekend also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one where you spend a good 5 days there, and your fun meter is, you know,
maxed out.
You need to sleep for like a week,
right?
But it's very fun.
Nice. So I saw that you guys did a Tiny Desk concert video for, you've done a couple, but the one that I saw was the one for You Don't Know, and you literally got on top of some tiny desks and performed. I loved that idea.
That was fun. Yeah,
who came up with that idea?
Oh, the collective hive brain?
Yeah, the hive brain.
I was thinking about the classroom thing. I'm going to take credit for that.
It was my idea.
The thing about sisters is that I do this with my sister, is that you'll say something that you sort of think is true, and then your sister was there.
Yeah.
So they can usually, like, they'll be like,
except none of us really knows what happened.
It's true.
You know? Like, the collective memory is a little spotty, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Always.
A lot of the time.
But that was a fun video to do, to dance on top of some school desks.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah, sometimes we get these ideas to do videos in these kind of public spaces. Or for that one, it was just in front of a brick wall. And the last video that we did that we'll be releasing later this summer, we were doing it. And we got busted by a security guard who was trying to make us leave.
Oh, no.
We were just finished setting up for about an hour with all the video and sound equipment, and then...
We weren't bothering anybody. Just standing in front of a dilapidated building.
Did you put up a fight?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We got the video done, let's say that.
All right, nice. I wouldn't want to mess with you.
It was good. It gave us a little... put a little heat under us to really get it done. And it was already 90 degrees, so we were pretty
hot. Yeah.
Yeah. So another thing that you guys are involved in Oakland is something called the Thonic Theater.
Yes.
And it's a collective that you founded, maybe with some other artists or something. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, we've been doing Thonic Theater for 8 years or so. When we started collaborating, the three of us, it was through a musical production that we had written together. And so Thonic Theater was kind of the theater that we created to put out that show. And then we started to do variety shows at our live workspace in Oakland every couple months.
And that is the home of the Thonic Theater. That is the cave, so to speak.
What does Thonic mean?
I was just going to say, Steve, actually. Thonic means ever pertaining to the underworld or the under the earth. So it has a lot of connotations with the creative unconscious and femininity and
the pre-Olympic gods and goddesses.
Yes. Yeah, so it's definitely
pre-phallic.
Pre-phallic.
Pre-phallic?
Yes. We could talk about this.
Pre-domination of the phallus.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll need another radio program to talk about the thonic.
It sounds sort of political. Do you guys do some? Do you have messages in your work there?
In our musical theater, yeah, we do kind of, it's satire.
Uh huh.
You know, so there are elements of
nice.
Politics.
That's
but
my
it's,
favorite.
But it's absurdist and it's silly and it's, we don't do very serious political theater. It's kind of goofy, absurd.
Yeah.
It's musical theater.
Oh. Musical theater.
Therefore,
nice. We've done a couple full-length productions. We did a production of The Little Mermaid that we wrote that was based on the original Little Mermaid, which is a little darker. But we added a lot of sparkles and, you know, it's kind of a very flamboyant aesthetic for that one. And then we did another show called The Ship of Fools, and we did it in three different installations. And it was this Commedia dell'arte-inspired sort of foolish group of traveling performers who go through this odyssey of sorts.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, it sounds cool.
It's pretty fun. And then we post these variety shows. And so it really, we invite a lot of different performers. And so it helps us to meet a lot of great Oakland, San Francisco artists. So that really feels like a nice way to connect with the artistic community.
Beautiful. And I'm here with the T Sisters. They're going to be playing at the Paradise Theater tonight. Really fun to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us.
And I realize that you're the start of what happens to Paonia during the summertime, where we have at least one or two bands here a week. And so you'll be wandering the streets and see these people who you don't recognize. And you're like, oh, they must be musicians.
Uh-huh. That's my guess. They've got their hip hats on. They're a little rumpled.
Often
they're from the road. You know who they are.
Yeah. Often they're looking for something to eat or something to drink. And they're carrying an instrument.
Yeah.
It's kind of a giveaway.
We're conspicuous.
Yeah. And we're going to hear one more song.
Yes.
I've been roughed up, talked down, and I've been schooled, but at least I know I've been a fool. It's been staring at me, oh, why didn't I see? And I hope it's not too late to go somewhere way down the road.